Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Michael Goodwin from the New York Post coming up after the top of the hour. Right now, she might be our favorite. Shh, don't tell Michael Goodwin or others. Favorite reporter because she's been through so much and she wrote a great piece about her decade with Donald Trump. Selena Zito is back with us. She writes at selenazito.com. That piece was in the Free Press. Interesting journalistic news emerging today from the White House briefing room. But Selena, how are you? Good to have you back on.
Oh, thank you. I'm swell. Yeah, it's a pretty good primer for my book, don't you think?
Absolutely. The book is going to come out in the summer. It's going to be called Butler, The Untold Story of the Near Assassination of Donald Trump and the Fight for America's Heartland. But I read this story that was in the Free Press the other day, and I want you to kind of share how you began that particular column, because you got a little Christmas gift, didn't you?
Oh, yes, I did. So I'm Italian. If any of your listeners are out there are Italian, there is this event called the Feast of the Seven Fish. And I am the one in the family that makes all the seven fish, yes, along with everything else.
We actually did talk about that before Christmas because I asked you about that. I remember. Yes.
Yeah. So I'm making it for 40 people in the, you know, like, you know, flour in my hair like crazy. And there is I hear a knock on the door, and you know, I missed it, and I go down and see who it was. It took me a minute, and there was a manila envelope from the office of the President of the United States, or the President-elect,
right,
of the United States, Donald J. Trump. And inside it was this beautiful Christmas card addressed to me and my family. And it was signed with gold, I don't know, like some kind of gold ink, whatever, by President Trump, First Lady Melania, and Barron. And then inside it was an abbreviated, like something he cut out of the newspaper. Now, this is common that he has done with me and other journalists. He'll take a clip from a story and send it and let you know if you did a good or bad job.
Oh, interesting.
And I think he liked this one.
So then, because you also talked about how you kind of coined this phrase, right, or came up with it, or there's some origin story. The press takes him literally, but not seriously. His supporters take him seriously, but not literally. I love that quote.
Yeah, so that was actually initially said by my co-author in my first book, The Great Revolt, Brad Todd, and I had said it to him during an interview in Pittsburgh in 2016, and it sort of became this viral thing that a lot of people in the press used to explain the Trump phenomena, because they couldn't understand why voters, you know, kind of took them not everything so literally, not really comprehending that this is a guy who had been sort of in their lives since the 80s, right? You know, whether it was his books, or as a New York developer, or as, you know, the guy in the front lines when Atlantic City first got casinos, or, you know, his TV shows or SNL, whatever. He was part of the culture. And they kind of knew this is kind of the way he talked. And they didn't, it didn't make them a little bit mad, like crazy, but it certainly made the press crazy because they've never seen a presidential candidate talk that way.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I learned a little bit about you in that most recent column too, because I did not know, it makes sense though when I think about it, that you worked for Arlen Specter back in the day.
Oh yeah, we're long time ago, young, very young. I will tell you this. I was the lowest constituent service staffer in the Pittsburgh office. And honestly, what you do is when people have problems with the VA or the military or their Social Security or Medicare, whatever the case may be, they go to their U.S. senator's office or their congressional office and ask for, you know, help me get through the bureaucracy. So that was my job. I learned more about the federal government than I had ever knew in my entire life. It was the best education I ever received.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
That's amazing. Look at that. Now, that kind of leads me to the question about your relationship with Trump, because you admitted that you started getting curious about him even in the late 90s. You wrote The Great Revolt and you covered him, which is how we met. But I have to think that that relationship has really strengthened since the assassination attempt, since you were on the stage 4 feet away.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, I think, and I wrote this, he got mad at me, also sent me a note. He put on Truth Social that he was mad at me. But, you know, his lowest point happened between 2022 midterms and right before he went to East Palestine. People were kind of upset that they lost the midterms. They kind of blamed him because of the choices of the people he supported. I think Dr. Oz in Pennsylvania and Herschel Walker in Georgia, they didn't make it across the finish line, and they wanted to win. And come February, early February of 2023, he was at the lowest point he was ever in the polls. And he was, and he and Ron DeSantis were, DeSantis had come up and was ahead of him a little bit, or right behind him.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
Yeah, absolutely.
Remember exactly. But then he made that decision, that incredibly brilliant decision to show up in East Palestine. I mean, and I was there. I stayed back because I knew he was mad at me. But I was there. And I mean, he had galoshes on. It was an ugly gray Appalachian day, like rain and snow mix. There was all kinds of crap in the puddles. We didn't know what we were stepping in. People remember that's when that big train derailment happened, and then the subsequent controlled burn. We didn't know what chemicals we were inhaling or what we were stepping in. And he looked at those people and said, "I see you.
Yeah,
I'm not going to forget you."
Well,
and 1 week later, he went up in the polls, and he never looked back.
That's amazing, really. And, you know, let's kind of frame this a little bit on what happened in the last 8 days, 9 days, and what happened last week. He goes to, I don't know who's running the show, Selena, you probably do, if it's Susie Wiles or a team of people. He goes to North Carolina to visit Hurricane Helene victims before he goes to California, which both are so impressive. I mean, this guy, and let me take you back, because you know this. If you go back to that point after the midterms, there were a lot of people, even me, oh, it's time to move on. I had listeners, time to move on. Maybe DeSantis can do the same thing. There's nobody ever that could do what Trump has accomplished in the last week. I just don't think it's possible.
No, I don't think so either. He's the only person that can do this. You might not like him, or you might marginally like him, or you might marginally dislike him, but you cannot dispute that his first 1 week in office has been breathtaking in that he has lived up to every promise that he has made, and then some. And we're only 8 days in.
I know. So what did you think? Because I've featured some of the audio from Carolyn earlier in the press briefing. That was pretty impressive. She's like the age, I don't want to insult my child, who's actually about to walk in with my grandchild, I think, Sue. There's some breaking news for you. But same age as my son. And she was very impressive, and they're making some changes in that press room, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. And, you know, I think Trump's secret sauce in this second administration is that he's picked people that are just wired different. They're just built different. And, you know, whatever you want to say about 2020, I am a person that has led my life to believe everything happens for a reason. And if we step back and look at it, even being reflective about our own lives, even when we lose something, or we have a missed opportunity in our lives, oftentimes it happens that there was a reason for that, and we become better at whatever we do. I think that the past 4 years have maybe been a way to show that going far left is not where this country wants to go. And we saw the evidence and the consequences of that decision. And it made, I have argued since Biden won that it was a fluke. He was the fluke. 2016 Trump was not the fluke. We have and have always been a center-right country. And it was Biden's election that was the fluke, not Trump's in 2016, and certainly not this year. And plus, think about this. Three very patriotic events are going to happen in the next 4 years. We are going to have the 250th yes. anniversary mm-hmm. of our country.
Yes.
We are going to have the Olympics. We are going to have the World Cup. No one likes to present with pageantry and celebration of the country more than Trump. I don't know if it would have been with the same tone and aspiration
no
under Harris.
No way. Look, I'm going to tell you right now, Selena, along those points, I raised the issue of the sesquicentennial, I can't even say the word, many times leading up to the election, because I was horrified that that team with Biden and Harris, or Harris, whoever would be there running the show next year, was horrifying to me. So that's a great point.
Selena, it's Sue. I've got a question. One of the things we've been talking about here is the fact that we have not heard anything about the guy who attempted to assassinate Trump, the one they killed, the one that you were present for. Nothing. It's like that story disappeared. Do we know anything?
We don't know anything. And I've been, you know, I mean, I live right here. I live, you know, not far from where he lived. In fact, in my former house, the Crook house was maybe 3 miles from it. And we don't know anything. The family has lawyered up. And, you know, I peeled some things back in my book that you don't know. But, you know, that has been completely shut down. Now, I suspect now that Trump is in office that there's going to be a more thorough vetting, not just of the Secret Service, but also what happened with that young man. You know, if I look at his life from 30,000 feet, yes, he was quiet. Yes, he was awkward. But he also was a very smart young man. And you know, he had gotten himself, he worked his way through community college, got himself into Pitt, University of Pittsburgh, and seemed to be on a path for a good life. What happened to this young man? Why did this happen? A lot of that is in the book, you know, and it's really sort of jarring, though, that we don't have more information, don't have access to his phone.
Selena Zito's book will come out in the summer. It's called Butler, The Untold Story of the Near Assassination of Donald Trump and the Fight for America's Heartland. I'm also going to repost the piece that you wrote for the Free Press because I want people to see that. But always great to have you on. Thank you so much, Selena Zito.
Thanks so much for having me. And people can order now. You can pre-order. If you didn't do it, it'll be awesome.
I've already done it. I have pre-ordered the book. I really did. I did it a few weeks ago. Thanks, Selena.
Thanks, guys. Have a great evening.
Get more at 971talk.com.